top of the morning to ya. We're coming to you on the I Need More Money radio show. I'm your host, Matt Monero. Good morning. It's Thursday, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. We come to you from our studios in Dallas, Texas, the Commercial Fleet Financing Studios in Dallas, Texas, in which we bring you the I Need More Money radio show. It happens every single week, and it's one of my highlights of a very, very busy week because I want to help you get your money right. I want to help you figure out how do we really take money more seriously. How do we throw money onto the table instead of sweeping it under the rug? Because the fact of the matter is, if you don't get your money right, you probably aren't going to get your life right. I'm sorry to say it. It's just the way it is. And I'm not talking about saving your way to prosperity. I'm talking about earning your way to prosperity. I'm talking about helping you figure out how can you actually make more money. Because the biggest problem most of us have when it comes to money is we don't earn enough of it. It's not that we spend too much. It's not that we go out and buy too many fancy things. And in a lot of cases, it's not even that we live above our means. We just live above our revenue stream. And the idea is to help you with that. The fact of the matter is that I still need more money, though. I have a very successful equipment finance company that I've run for the last 21 years. We do over $100 million a year, but when I look at my money situation, I say to myself, boy, I got a lot more I could do. There's a lot more security I could put in place for my wife and my three boys, for my employees, for my vendors, for my friends, for my family, for my mom, for my sister, for my niece, for my nephew. I need more money. And you know, even the richest people that I know, and while I don't hang out with lots of filthy rich people, I do know some really rich people, and they tell me the same damn thing. They want more money too, because they know the more money they have, the more people they can help. So let's talk about getting your money right on today's show, the I Need More Money radio show. It is a call-in show, and you can call us at 866-606-8255. You can hit me up on Twitter at Matt Monero, and then you can hashtag this show on Twitter at hashtag I Need More Money. I'm going to digress and talk about a theory that is very controversial when it comes to money, because I really believe that I would like you to become the hero of your own life. In other words, I want you to do something special, and I want you to do something special each and every day. Be the hero to somebody. I watched this happen in a Joe Rogan, the UFC announcer. He's also the guy, the host of Fear Factor and a stand-up comedian. I saw him do a video that has since gone viral. There's been over 3 million hits on his video. It's a one-minute clip that says, be the hero of your own movie. And it's an awesome clip. He talks really specifically to you in your own individual life. And I'm really talking about, I want you to be the hero to other people too. I want you to be the hero to your kids and to your wife or to your husband. I want you to be the hero to your coworkers or your employees or your vendors or your neighbors or people at the church or the kids that you coach or your kids' kids. And I want you to be a hero to perfect strangers too. I want you to be bigger than yourself. And I know that that's a little bit of a contrary message when it comes to the idea of money, but the fact of the matter is you really don't even have to have money to be a hero to somebody. Now, if you have money, you can be a bigger hero. With the exception of the one area that to me is truly most important, which is this area of self-esteem. You know, you got to have clear and concise and positive self-esteem. If you don't believe that you are worthy, you will not be worthy. And when I look back on my, I'm 46 years old, when I look back on my 46 years, unfortunately, I don't have anybody that came across my desk as a hero. Nobody. Now, when you may ask yourself, who was your hero? Typically, people would say a coach or a father figure or a parent or a grandparent. I don't have that in my life. I literally have no one in my world that I would put up there in a hero status. My real dad left when I was 6 months old. I never saw him again. My adopted dad, while he loves me and I love him, I don't know that I would categorize him as a hero in my life. I can't say that I had any coaches in my early days, nor did I ever have a professor or a teacher. I certainly in business have never had a mentor that I would even consider a decent business mentor, let alone a hero. And so that's why I think the topic becomes so important to me, because I actually think that it's missing everywhere. I mean, heck, I've accomplished a few things in my life without a hero. I could only imagine what I could have done if somebody actually cared about me. If somebody actually cared to take me under their wing and help me be great. I just don't have a memory of that happening. And you may not have a memory of that happening either. And that's the beauty of it. See, that's where you need to be. That's who you are now. You have to make up the gap. You must be the hero to somebody else. And who is that going to be for you? If you're a parent, it better be to your kids. If you're married, better be to your husband or your wife. If you're not married and you have no kids, who's it going to be? Ask yourself that question. Who are you going to be the hero to today? And I challenge you to say you need to be the hero of yourself first and foremost. But once you get that down, you need to be the hero to more people. You need to branch out, because the more people you help, the better your life will be. And trust me, if you can overlay a few bucks onto it because you got your money right, man, now your life is firing on all cylinders. And I'm not just talking about being able to buy your kid nicer stuff. Although, ask yourself this question. I mean, I remember going to school being made fun of because of the sneakers that my mother bought me, right? My mother bought me these knockoff Timberland boots. Everybody remembers what Timberland boots were or are, right? They're the brown boots, and they go above the ankle, and then right on the outside of the ankle, or maybe even down by the heel, that's where they have that Timberland stamp on them. My mom didn't buy me the Timberland. She bought me the knockoffs at a place called Caldor's. If anybody knows where Caldor's is, they're not around anymore, but they were the precursor to a Kmart, or not even a Target. I mean, maybe a Walmart. They were in that same category, and they were selling knockoff Timberlands, and my mother bought me a pair of knockoff Timberlands, and I wore them to school. I was so proud of them, and all the kids made fun of me. That's what happens when you don't have money, man. You don't want to buy your kid the knockoff Timberlands. You want to buy your kid the real Timberlands. That's how it plays out. You don't want your kid to be made fun of for having knockoff shoes. You need to get your money right, man. So you can help your kids with their self-esteem issues. You can help them be heroes. And maybe even you can enhance the hero that's inside of you. God, it's such an important topic for me. I hope it resonates for you, my listener. I hope you say to yourself, boy, I can be more than I'm being. I can be a greater hero. It doesn't matter whether you had one or you didn't have one. It's up to you now. It's on your shoulders, probably sitting heavy on both shoulders. Most people don't think of it enough. But you have the ability to be an incredible hero, right? These opportunities to be a hero stare us in the face every single day. We just don't necessarily look at them. You know, at my house, when my boys, as you probably remember, I have three boys, 14, 11, and 10, 8th grade, 6th grade, and 4th grade. And one of the requirements for my boys is when they have a party at our house, whether it's a birthday party or just a general party, everyone gets invited. Nobody gets excluded. What I mean by that is the entire class. So my 8th grader had a party a month or so ago, and he wanted to invite like 20 or 30 kids. And I said, you know what? You're going to invite everybody. Dad, I know that's our family policy, but I don't want to invite everybody. I said, you know what, John? You're going to be able to be the hero to one kid. There is some geeky, nerdy kid in your class who's never been invited to a party ever. It's 8th grade, and he has yet to be invited to a party, and you are going to break that chain. You are the kid that is going to step up and invite him to your party, and he is going to come to our house and say that John Monero was good enough, was decent enough, was kind enough to reach out to him and make him feel valued and not excluded. That's the way it plays out, kid. You want that party? Everybody gets invited. And everyone did get invited. It was 100 kids. The cops came to the house. The police came and shut down the party. And as they left, I had the biggest smile on my face, and so did my oldest son, knowing that there were kids at that party that had never been invited to a party before, but they finally got it. They finally got to say to their parents, "Hey, I got invited, Mom. I'm going to a party this weekend." That's being a hero. When we come back, I got callers. I'm getting to the money. Don't you worry about it. I always get to the money on this show. And we're going to continue to explore how to be a hero to yourself and to others. Stick around. The I Need More Money radio show, although it's a twist today. We're talking about how to be the hero in your own life to yourself and to so many other people. Most of us don't take it seriously enough. You know, I have this wonderful story. I love to watch videos of Hall of Fame inductees, whether they're going into the Basketball Hall of Fame, Football Hall of Fame, Baseball Hall of Fame, especially on the topic of heroes or who are influences in people's lives. And I just recently watched this one on Pete Carril. Pete Carril was the Princeton basketball coach for roughly 30 years, somewhere around 580 games won versus 250 games lost. So, I mean, clearly the guy's a winner, comes from very humble beginnings in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, steel town. But he tells this wonderful story of his first hero was his high school coach who would get the report card from all the students and would monitor everybody's grades on the team. And if you had a C, he would grab the kid by the ear. And Pete Carril tells this during his Basketball Hall of Fame enshrinement speech. And he physically reaches up for his ear like he can remember it so clearly. And the coach would grab him by the ear, or the other students by their ear, down to the court, to the wood on the court, until the kids were basically screaming and crying in pain. And then he would lean in real close to their ear, and he would say, "You're better than C's. You're not meant to get C's." And he remembers that as a turning point in his life, that, holy smokes, this guy actually believes in me. This guy's telling me that I'm worthy of greater things. And of course, Pete Carril went on to do incredible things as the head basketball coach at Princeton and put that program on the map for 30 years. But the power of a hero is incredible. I'm going to take a caller as we start segment two here. I'm going to go to Jacob. Jacob, welcome to the I Need More Money radio show. I'm Matt Monero, your host. What's on your mind?
Hey, Matt. Today I woke up this morning, I walked into the kitchen, I picked up my phone, had it charging, and I looked at my notifications and there said, "Matt Monero followed you." That's funny. It's really, it really happened. I just got a Twitter very recently. That's very
funny. Is that something else? That's awesome,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, so now I'm following you. I'd have to say I'm glad my stepmother's not around right now because she'd be pulling my ear right now. I'd like to be a hero in the book writing part of life.
Oh, dude, that's the easiest place. That's the easiest place.
I got my book in the mail and had a fatal error, and I need some more money so I can get someone else to edit it for me. It's so embarrassing. I mean, I've been putting stuff up there on Twitter and stuff, and now it's like, oh.
Well, let's get down to it, buddy.
Again.
Come on, let's get down to it. You're trying to do what? You want to be an author?
Yes, yes.
Okay, great. You want to write fiction, nonfiction? What kind of book?
Different stuff. Right now, I have it in a literature fiction section.
Yeah.
Because I mean, it's stuff that I believe, but it's not necessarily stuff that everybody believes.
Yeah.
But it's kind of way out there, kind of like to some people.
Dude, there's 7 billion people on planet Earth. There's a bunch of people that believe what you believe. The key is, how do we get them to know about you? That's the biggest problem in the book business, right? Everybody thinks that books are this exciting and world-changing thing. They're not. Books are a product that need to be sold into the marketplace. And there's very little money in books, right? My first book, I sell for $20. It's a self-published book. It cost me $5 to generate that book. So my stance is, I'm not going to sell the book for $6 or $9 because I don't care about the dollar or $3, right? So right. You're going to pay me $20 for my book, and I'm going to make $15 on it. Otherwise, I'm not really that interested. I'll just give it away to you for free. And I've probably given away 1,000 copies of my book. And I probably only sold a couple thousand copies of the book. So there's not a lot of money in books unless you really want to bang it from a promotional standpoint. So do you have the wherewithal, to the guts, to just go out there and shout about your book from every rooftop?
That I have. I have guts.
You got copies of your book? You got a copy of it? Is it you got it self-published yet?
Like I said, I just got it in the mail, and I found a fatal error. So I think I got it how I want it now.
Yeah.
I'm about to upload it and go from there.
Cool. So we use a company called 48 Hour Books. And I don't know if that's the company that you're going to use. When you say fatal error, do you mean that the storyline doesn't flow, or do you mean there's a typo or something like that in it?
It's just a typo. That's just a figure of speech.
Okay.
It's a typo, and I'm really like, I'm one of the people that that's one of the things that really bothers me.
Sure. Well, you know, in my book, The Grit. I think I probably have, even in the most recent copy, I think I have 3 typos in it. And when I first put the first round out, the first self-published round, I think we ordered 500 copies of it, and I think it had something like 12 typos in it. And I don't care. I mean, if my book is judged on my typos, it's a bad book, man. So don't beat yourself up over those typos, man. You need to get that message out, and you need to start to get people to be entertained by your story, and hopefully that message will deliver itself. Don't sweat those small details, man. It's not a big deal. Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
That's good to hear.
Do not worry about it. You know, one of my mentors, a guy named Grant Cardone, he's written 5 books, and he says in his first book, it was riddled with typos, and people would say, you know, on page 13, on page 24, on page 85, you got typos, and he would come back to him and saying, it's a bestseller, not a best written. So don't sweat those details, Jacob. Hey, listen, man, I'm happy to connect with you on social media. I'm glad you called the radio show, the I Need More Money radio show. And I look forward to staying in contact with you, man. Let's stay in touch on social media. Thanks for the call, bud.
All right. Have a good day.
You too, bud. Bye. Hey, guys, we're talking about writing books on that last call. Jacob called in. He's got some typos in his book, and he's worried about it. You don't need to be worried about that stuff. Anyone who's written a book understands that it's an incredibly difficult process. There is a small thing. There's a small group of authors, and when you tell someone that you've written a book, even if it's a self-published book, let alone a highly published book through a major publisher, you did something different because it's tough. And everybody should go through the process of writing a book. Do not worry about book sales. Do not worry about how much money you're going to make from it. But the process of writing a book is an incredibly beneficial process. By the way, if you're in business, your book is your new business card. I don't even carry business cards anymore. All I do is bring a book to every meeting I go to, and I sign it right on the spot. What's better than that? All right, guys, stick around. We're going to segment 3. When we come back, we talking more money and talking about how you can still be a hero in your life and everybody else. So stick around. Welcome back to the I Need More Money radio show. I'm your host, Matt Monero. Follow me on Twitter at Matt Monero, and you can hashtag any question you may have on Twitter by using the hashtag I Need More Money. That's hashtag I Need More Money on Twitter, and we'd love to hear from you. You'll be able to watch this episode also on our network, CFF Nation, and it shows up under the I Need More Money show, and you can watch the video and audio segment there as well. We're in segment three of what is turning into be a pretty interesting and I hope meaningful show for you. Of course, we're talking about money and the importance of it, but we're also talking about how can you be the hero in your own life today? And then not just in your life, but who else can you touch? You know, who else can you touch? God, what an incredible power that we all have. Whether we have money, whether we don't have money, whether we live in a fancy house or we don't, whether we drive a nice car or a junker, we all have the ability to tap somebody else on the shoulder and tell them, I believe in you. I care about you. You are special. I am going to walk side by side with you. And when you have that power and you use it, God, it's one of the most unbelievable things. Especially when it comes to having a child. I have Patrick with me in our studio. Patrick is our video production manager. Patrick's with us he's in the studio all the time for the show, but I want to bring him in on segment three, and because the reason for that is Patrick is a new dad. Mm-hmm. Patrick, your son is 5 months old.
Yes, 5 months.
Changed everything, yes. Right? Right?
Yeah. I mean, we're talking about being a hero. You know, before that moment I knew I was going to have a son, you know, I wasn't even thinking about, you know, into next week. Now, I wasn't even looking into the future, really. I was taking it day by day.
Were you in your own mind trying to live a hero life even before that? Just, were you trying to be the hero of your own life, or were you just living?
I was just living. I mean, really, I mean, after getting out of school, it was a really down time.
because you sort of knew you were capable of more.
I was, and I guess you get kind of like, I knew I could do so much more, and it made me angry, and it made me, for whatever reason, it just made me stop. Like, it's hard to explain, but that's exactly what it is.
Well, one of the things we were talking about during the break was that when you look back at your life as to who is a hero, you actually have a lot of people that come to your mind.
I do.
And who are those people?
Like I was saying, basically my whole family. I grew up with my grandparents, my parents, my aunts, uncles, cousins. And, you know, they supported me all through my life and all through school.
Yeah.
And somewhere along the lines, I just lost confidence. I just...
Any of them not worthy of being considered a hero? I mean, any of your family members, like, you're like, well, look, you're a hero because you're my uncle, but you're really kind of a bad uncle.
No, I mean, they all lived.
Dude, you're so blessed. I mean, think about it, right? For segment one, I say I have no one in my life that I could think of. Not one person comes to my brain that says, that guy is my hero. Yeah. And you have countless people,
yes.
Male, female, younger, older, all that stuff.
Yeah, I just love visiting him.
You're a lucky guy, man. You're a lucky, lucky guy. But let's get down to the money piece, pal, because the money is really where the rubber hits the road. Look, we can all be great heroes with or without money. But I believe that if you overlay this idea of trying to be a hero, trying to be a mentor, trying to be someone meaningful to someone else or to yourself, and you put money behind it, man, you can change the world. So when people say to me, I've had some people who have money say to me, I don't really get this idea of I need more money. It tells me one of two things. First off, they really don't have enough money. And two, they're lulled into the sleep that they do have enough money, right? Mm-hmm. So they really don't understand money. That's why they're saying it. Because even if you look at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which now has, I think, somewhere close to $150 billion committed to it, one of their biggest challenges is they need more money. Because they can help more people through the foundation with more money. So the idea of you get to a point where you don't need any more money, all that tells me is you don't have the right purpose. Now, in your situation, you need more money for your wife and your kid, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Do you believe that?
I do believe that.
So, you know, how does it feel? I mean, what are you going to do about it?
I'm definitely in a learning process. You know, it's been a year since, you know, I had to take care of two other people rather than just myself.
Yeah.
So, you know, just every day I got to think about, you know, I wake up, I go to work for them, you know, and for myself, you know. But
yeah.
Really, again, taking care of someone is a brand new idea that I never had to think of. So
sure. It's, well, you just got a raise here in our office.
Yes.
You got a 25% raise.
Yes.
Unsolicited. You didn't ask me for it. I gave it to you.
Yeah, and that goes back to, you know, am I good enough? This needs to be perfect. I want everything that I do to be perfect before I even thinking about, you know, asking for a raise, because it's just that confidence.
Sure. You know, the same thing applies, though. By the way, I had to build a $100 million business before I felt like I was worthy of leveraging my business acumen. Right? It's not true. I should have leveraged it at 15 million or 20 million or 50 million or 75 million. I didn't need to wait till we were a $100 million business to try to leverage that, right? Yeah. So the same thing applies. Your stuff doesn't have to be perfect either. But let's just talk about it so people can learn from our conversation here. The reason you got the raise was why?
Basically, you know, I care about this company. I care about my family. And, you know, I bring that level of commitment to, you know, commercial food financing.
You do good work. Mm-hmm. I mean, I felt that the work that you were pushing out was worthy of a higher pay grade. But at the same time, I gave you some requirements with the raise, too. So what did I tell you you had to do?
You know, I have to make content, which basically that's nothing bad. You know, I'm doing this. I went to school for it. I love it. So it's not even, you know, work.
Right.
You know, you're asking me to make new content for YouTube. It's like, all right, that's great, you know.
But I put some very specific requirements as to how much content needs to be pushed out every week, right?
Yeah, it's 10 videos and then up to 20 social media posts.
So. Right. So quality work on a weekly basis. And really what I paid you for, Patrick, just so you and the audience knows, but I know you already know this, is I really started to pay you for your mind and not for your time. Because now, hopefully, you become fully self-sufficient. And that is worth more to me to have you with your creative spirit pumping out this content. And if you do it right, you are deserving of a higher pay grade. And that's why you got the raise, because I think you're ready for that.
Yeah.
But most people don't look at it that way. They look at it as, how can I milk the company for X number of hours times X number of dollars to do basically the bare minimum? Those guys never move up the food chain, man. And so if you don't think like that and you are someone who's pumping out value, you need to leverage that value and go to the boss and say, hey, do you think I'm valuable to the company? Yeah, I do. Great. Now I need some more money. Right?
Yeah.
It's the biggest opportunity for most people in this concept of I need more money, deliver more value, and then ask for more money. And most people could pick up a 5 to 10, maybe a 20% raise sitting there waiting for them if they just ask for it. So if you go talk to your buddies, you know what the best piece of advice you need to give to your buddies if you're all sitting around having a few beers and you're like, man, I need more money? Go ask for more money.
Smart.
Right? Mm-hmm. So you could be the leader in that regard. Go tell your buddies, go ask for more money. How do I get more money? You don't need to go back to school. You don't need to take out student debt. You need to deliver more value to the organization and then go to your supervisor and say, I'm ready for a raise. Mm-hmm. All right? What else you learned from this place, man? Because I just think that you're like, your eyes have been open to this whole new thought process.
But yeah, I mean, besides experience in video production, you know, as I'm listening to you, I'm trying to soak in as much as possible, because all these are like brand new ideas that, you know, I never thought of.
You ever go back to your wife or your heroes or your friends and sort of like try to talk to them about some of this stuff, and they're like, yeah, no thanks, I'm not interested?
A little. You can feel that way, you know, because, I mean, my friends are in video production, but it's not really, you know, my girlfriend doesn't like, she's not into that stuff, so, you know, it's sometimes hard to, you know, get that message through. So.
Oh, I thought she was your wife.
No, she's my girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
You gonna marry this girl? Come on, man.
But we've known each other for like 8 years, so.
Dude, you gotta get the ring, man.
Yeah.
Holy smokes, I didn't realize that. No. I thought you guys were married.
Nope.
Oh my gosh. Dude, you gotta go get the ring, man. Yeah. It doesn't even have to be a big ring, even if it's a gold band. I mean, are you willing to marry her?
Yeah, I mean, you might say again, it's not, I'm waiting for the perfect time. I'm waiting for everything to be in line before. So,
you know, my dad used to say in marriage, if you can be married and be happy 50% of the time, you're doing better than most. Mm-hmm. So don't be looking for 100% happiness in marriage, man. It ain't there. It ain't there. Yeah. Well, I hope the next time that we talk about marriage, that you tell me that you broke down and you busted out the ring, man. Right? I'm happy for you, Patrick. You're doing good stuff around this place. You do great work for the company, and now you're starting to get paid for it. So keep up the good work. And that is the message to everybody listening. The boss wants to pay you more. Just bring more value to the boss. Hey, stick around for segment 4, last segment of the I Need More Money radio show today. Don't forget to... Oh yeah, we're in segment 4 of the I Need More Money radio show. Thursday, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. Every Thursday, I'm your host, Matt Monero. Catch me on Twitter at Matt Monero. And then hashtag the I Need More Money radio show. Last segment of the morning here is a call-in show. Get me at 866-606-8255. You know, we're talking so much about money and being the hero of your life. It's a conflicting message. I think it freaks a lot of people out. They don't quite get it. Am I supposed to be a hero, or am I supposed to be a hard-driving business person who's making as much money as I can possibly get my hands on? And guess what? The answer is both. Because if you want to be great at business, you need to be a hero to people. You need to be a great employer or a great coworker. You need to be a great hero to your clients or to your vendors. It's all part of the game, gang. The people who got it figured out, who are best, most well-rounded, who are the most enlightened, the highest level of thinkers who can add some do to that, they win. Because even if you don't have a lot of money, if you aren't a doer, you won't be a great hero. I mean, you know, I'm talking with Patrick, our video production manager, in segment 3 and then also during the break. And he has this wonderful opportunity in which he has lots of people in his life that he can think of as heroes. I just can't get there with Patrick. I can't get there with you. I wish I could. I wish I could go back and say, wow, this person was just so meaningful for me, or they're just such a great example. I just don't. I mean, I just have more examples of people, in my opinion, who let me down than I have. And so eventually, I had to just stop looking to other people. In a business world, by the way, that's mission critical. You have to stop looking to other people to know the answers. Sooner or later, you need to be really good at accounting and sales and operations and marketing and taxes. You can't just rely on other people for all that sort of stuff. You got to get good at that stuff. So I want to come back to this hero theory, and I want to challenge you with something for today. You know, I take my youngest son, Julian, we call him Juicy. I take him to school every morning. It's just one of the favorite things that we do. You know, look, I may not be the world's greatest dad, but at least when I take him to school, it makes me feel a little bit closer in that category of doing something that the other dads don't always do. But yeah, one of the things I make him do is he packs a little snack for himself every day. And I say to him, do you have the snack for somebody else? And he's like, Dad, you know, everybody brings their snacks. I said, listen to me. One day there's going to be a kid that forgot his snack, or maybe even couldn't afford to bring a snack. And you're going to be that kid that has the extra, and you're going to give it away. So every day he has to pack 2 snacks. And I force him to give away that second snack to somebody else. Those little things like that, I mean, he's in fourth grade. Those little things like that can separate him, can force him to be look at the world a little differently. Look at it rather than a taker, maybe he's a giver. Another business tip, by the way, if you really want to succeed in business, you must give more than you receive, period, end of story. It's just the way it works. I was a taker for most of my life in business. I was always looking, I was the squirrel collecting my nuts, hoarding my nuts, trying not to give them away. And when I began to really start to leverage that and not be worried about what was I taking from the organization and what could I pour back into the organization and help more people. Everything changed. Things doubled, tripled, quadrupled. It's just the way it works, guys. The more you give, the more you get. You need to understand that lesson. If you don't have a lot to give, you still need to give. You can give time. You can give compliments. You can give energy. You can give love. You can give pats on the back. You can give sweet nothings. Man, all that stuff is so powerful. When you can tap into that stuff, gosh, you're on the path of a healthy, good life. Again, Monero, somebody tell me how all this hero talk helps me make more money. It does. It's all connected, folks. The more value you bring to your life and the life of others, money naturally follows it. It just happens. It's the law of financial attraction. The greater the value, the greater contribution you put to the effort or to the organization, the greater the recipient will receive. Just goes that way, guys. So the message for today is try harder to be a bigger hero in your life and the lives of other people. Those people, just as a reminder, we don't always think about who we could actually be a hero to. So I just want to tip you off one more time. It could be to you, to your wife or your husband, to your children, to your coworkers, to your employees, to your teammates, to your neighbors, or certainly even to perfect strangers. Could you walk up to that person? We do an executive meeting every Tuesday morning, 8 to 10 a.m. in my office, and we go to this little coffee shop down the street. And the poor girl who works behind the counter has the worst attitude. I mean, just the world just peas in her Cheerios every single day. And I love it when I walk in there, man, because my job is to make her have a better day. And she fights me on it. I mean, she really doesn't want me to joke with her or give her a hard time or tell her that she looks pretty today or that she's doing a good job. She really wants me to be like most people, which is get mad at her, feed into her negativity. But boy, I come in there and I blow it up every time I get in there. And invariably, when I leave, when I grab my coffee at the end of the counter and I go to our meeting, I look back and that girl, 99% of the time, will have a little smile on her face. And I know I'm starting to get to her now. I know that she's starting to, when she sees me now, she's like, uh-oh, I better get a little happier. I better put a smile on my face. Otherwise, this guy's going to work really hard to put a smile on my face. So I better just go ahead and smile now. I'm not saying it's a hero movement, but it does change it a little bit. It lets her know that, listen, it ain't so bad. I don't look down on you for working at a coffee shop. You look down at you working at the coffee shop. Guess what? You're a value to me. You're about to make my cappuccino. Make it extra dry and hot because I like it. Everybody's got value. Everybody's got value. We got to tap into it. And we got to find it for ourselves, and then we got to go spread the wealth. That's the message of today's show. Again, I'm Matt Monero, your host. Follow me on Twitter at @MattMonero. Hey, get a copy of my book if you want, The Grit, The Only Thing You Need to Make Millions. That's available on Amazon and at MattMonero.com. Check this live episode out on video on cffnation.com. Till the next time we talk, thanks.
The opinions you hear on Lifestyle Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Lifestyle Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Lifestyle Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Lifestyle Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at lifestyletalkradio.com.